Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about when you got Scrooged.
Mm. Oh,
it's like we've tackled like good Christmas. It's time to talk about, it's like your worst Christmas ever. And maybe there was somebody at fault or maybe it was just the universe was at fault. It's just like, I distinctly remember, like, we got a call years ago where somebody was like, every year our company gave out like $1,500 bonus checks on like the 23rd.
Whoa. Right?
And they all, you know, like all the employees are like, oh my God, this is gonna be so great.
Kind of planned for it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And they all showed up to work on the 23rd and like there's a crowd kind of gathered outside and it's like, what's going on? And they come up and it's like, doors are locked. It's like, what? And then everybody's phones go off at the same time. It's like, sorry, we closed down.
What?
So not
heck?
Only did they not get their $1,500 bonus, they lost their jobs on the 23rd.
That's messed up.
Oh.
But I mean,
yeah, too many bonuses last year.
That's right. I mean, it could be,
yeah.
Like, but
yeah.
Yikes.
That, what Scrooges you harder than that?
Oh, I don't know. I was kind of
Scrooged?
The Scrooge. I feel like
you,
it was,
were the Scrooge?
It was my own fault. Yeah. Looking back, I was very young, probably 8 or so. And I remember going to my grandparents' house. My aunts had got, we did kind of the Secret Santa thing because there were so many kids and aunts and uncles. So my two aunts had gotten me a gift and it was a big, pretty heavy box.
Oh, no.
And I thought, I know, Nintendo 64. Oh. I know the box. I can tell. I'm finally getting a Nintendo and I'm going up to them and I'm like kind of in their face like, I know it's a Nintendo. And they're like, well, I don't know. We'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow came. I opened it up.
It's not a Nintendo.
Not a Nintendo. It was a pair of rollerblades.
Still a great
I would gift. Have loved.
Still a great gift.
A great
not
gift.
Not cheap.
Not, no, not
especially
cheap.
Back then.
Great gift.
But
probably
you,
what I wanted. I was out, like to play outside, but I had just set him up. So, and what are they supposed to say
right.
The whole time? Is this
you
snotty
just
kid?
Wrecked Christmas for them.
I know. And then it's kind of like, oh,
and then your face when you opened the box.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can imagine your stupid little face.
I remember being like, what games am I gonna get? And they're
oh
I can
gosh.
Just imagine they're like, shut up, it's not a Nintendo.
That's
I,
so
I ruined it.
Mean.
To this day I feel guilty about it because we'll just an idiot.
Have you talked to them about it?
No. No, they don't.
You are should. They alive?
They are.
You
yeah.
So you still have a chance to call and apologize and go, this hurts don't. Me to this day.
It's like then it makes it awkward for everyone all over
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
No, but they need to know that you know what a jerk you are.
Okay.
There's this story from, I think, Reddit.
Okay.
This guy's like, okay, so I gave my ex this like oil painting kit. She had been taking these courses and he got the best of the best of everything. It's not cheap.
It's not
at all. He's like, cut to Christmas Day. She's opening all the stuff. She bursts into tears, runs out, gets in the car, nearly crashes it. took him 8 hours to track her down just to say, excuse me?
Oh, no. What did she think she was getting?
Turns out she was not taking oil painting classes. She was sleeping with someone else in that time down the road.
So this called her bluff in a way. Like she's,
right. She was like, what do? I can't like show him my paintings. Could you imagine?
Finding out.
Not as bad as rollerblades. Like
not yet, right.
Not as bad as rollerblades?
Rollerblades. I'm a skateboarder.
What? Okay. These are, I still have one that I'd like to talk about here in a second. But like if you, like, we'll VD you if you need it.
Voices, like, guys.
But if you've been Scrooged, or maybe you were the Scrooge, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I remember serving during the holidays and getting really excited because you get more tips. Mm-hmm. People are more giving. Mm. It's great. But then there are Scrooges out there that see the $100 bill in it and take it. And you're like, all right, thanks. Thanks, I guess. Dang.
They steal your tip?
Because it's like sitting on the table.
Yeah.
And then someone walking by.
Yeah. Just, so you have to be on it. Otherwise, it's gone.
That's crummy.
Okay.
Where are they giving out these hundred?
Steakhouses for sure.
Oh, wow.
Like places where the meal is itself is expensive. Yeah. Here's mine. Some of the people in the room have heard it. I don't think Erica has. So I think she's going to be significantly heartbroken when she hears this. My childhood dog, Raina. Oh,
yeah.
Love that dog. Little Irish setter. Okay. We had a neighbor who hated the dog, which I don't understand. Mm. He just hated, like, I don't know why. He's dead, thankfully. But
okay.
Raina and I like played. She'd sit and watch me play guitar.
Okay.
And like Christmas Eve, I'm playing guitar for her. I set my guitar next to the tree, hoping beyond all hope that maybe I get another guitar.
Okay.
For Christmas. So you just kind of manifest it by putting, it's like, ooh, maybe his brother will show up.
Right.
Santa will see it.
Right. Like, oh. And go, oh, man, oh, no, scrap this stupid.
Right.
The rollerblades.
Yeah. There we go. Christmas morning, I wake up. I'm 16, mind you.
Okay.
I wake up, I run to the tree, and there's something huge under the tree, like in the back. I can't figure out what it is.
No.
So when a dog gets sick.
Yeah.
They want to hide.
They don't want you to find them.
Yeah. So Raina got real, real sick, barfed up bile all over my guitar and ruined it.
Oh, no.
Crawled under the tree and died. So.
That makes me so sad.
I jump in my car, sad, peel out.
What?
Because I'm driving erratic. I'm a crazy person because my dog just died. And I'm crying to the officer and he's like, I don't care.
What?
So I got a ticket.
Oh.
What?
While mourning the death of my dog.
End of the month, man. They
on
just
Christmas morning?
Yes.
Wait.
Christmas that morning. Is so sad.
On Lashley Street in Longmont.
Was Raina old?
No. We believe, this is the worst part, that the neighbor poisoned.
Stop.
Like we found some food, like some ground beef and stuff in the backyard. It was like, she obviously went over there and ate it. She was fine the night before.
What?
So she died underneath the tree.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
All right.
Happy stories of a happy time.
Yeah.
If you got Scrooged, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking Scrooged. I'm sorry I brought the mood down.
The texts are really sad too.
Oh, really? They're rivaling speeding ticket dead dog?
Do you really want me to read it?
Yeah, just throw one at us. Go.
My boyfriend died on Christmas Day. Okay. That's the whole text. Aww. That's it.
Okay. Desiree. Desiree? Scrooged. What happened to you?
So I have four kids. My husband has four kids. He was a working mechanic. And
Desiree, we can't really hear you.
Do you know what was
going on? The HOA put a lien on their home and sold it out from underneath them.
On Christmas?
She said a man showed up on Christmas. Like, this is my house.
What?
I didn't know. Can they do that?
That's why you're supposed to read the thing before you sign it. No one does because you're so excited to get your house. But yeah, they can put a lien on it and they supersede everything else.
And the guy, it's like, he's not at fault. He's just
not
as,
the bad guy.
He's just he as just confused.
He just bought a cheap house.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we're off to auspicious beginnings. Uh-huh. Here's Candy.
Yay!
Yeah, you are disguised. Scrooged, what happened?
All right, almost a year ago to the day, this year, I found out that my company was just closing out of nowhere. No, we had no clue. I'm a hospice healthcare worker, and the owner's closed. And so, right before Christmas, we had no idea what we were doing. So, anyway, another hospice company, they were short-staffed. They needed people. I gratefully, with open arms, they welcomed me to their company, and also took over like 15 of our clients from the other company. So we're giving them business, right? So we're stacking them up. You've got like trained people already. I'm going, but they have the audacity to offer me $2 less an hour right before Christmas than I was making. And on top of that, it works me twice as much as I'd ever had to work in my life, getting home at like 8 o'clock at night, working, 10, 11 hour shifts. Like just slammed me. No Christmas bonus and working for less at the same time, right before Christmas, while we were giving them business. I was like, that is so not cool. They're doing business.
I thought this would be more fun.
You said very fun. You picked it.
Thank you. Well, I mean, you're right. But maybe, can we take a couple more? But like, we all got to look at it like, how great our Christmas is going to be, how great our holidays are going to be.
Okay. And we're going to tell everyone on the phone, neener, neener, neener.
No. I'm saying like a lot of these are in the past and now they're like, this is.
Yeah, they're on the other side of it.
Yes.
They made it through.
Yes. Matthew?
Yes.
Scrooged, what happened to you?
Yeah, I was sitting here for dinner last year with my grandma and my mom, and my dad had promised us he was going to come and see me for Christmas. And he just never showed up that day.
Oh. Have you seen him since?
I haven't seen him since. And then he had just recently got out of prison. And then I just haven't talked to him because at that time he just left me there waiting.
At least we know where he went.
Right.
No, he's out of prison.
No, he's out. But like, yeah.
Man, okay. I'm sorry.
Thanks, man. That's... Big hug.
Hey, I don't know that we can keep doing this.
We're committed. Margie?
Yes.
Scrooged, what happened to you?
Well, I'd gotten a Keurig maker for Christmas, and my son had it, one of those little towers to put your K-cups in, which he'd had it on his counter for like a year or two. and he put together his own cardboard box and gave me that for Christmas.
Oh. He said, you know what? I could use a new one.
I know. I thought about just leaving it there and walking out, but I didn't want to be rude.
I've never said this on the air before, who this is, but one year I got a waffle maker from Greg, the Greg of Greg and Bo. And when I took it out of the box, tons of dried waffle on it.
No.
That's nasty. Oh, no. I'll no longer give you my used appliances.
Let's do one more, and then we're going to all go cry together. Ambrose?
Yay.
Scrooged, what happened?
Okay, so whenever I was around like 8 or 9 years old, I was really obsessed with my grandma's cockatiel birds. So my parents for Christmas wanted to get me one.
A bird?
A cockatiel morning, bird. Yeah. I go to grab my new bird, and I'm super excited about it. But when I pulled it out of his cage, his neck was snapped. And it kind of turned into like a huge thing. We don't know what happened. And it was just horrible. I was crying my eyes out the whole day. All I can remember is doing that.
Okay. You got a dead bird for Christmas.
I don't think we're ever doing this again.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.